I'm Liz Pelka reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump held nearly an hour-long news conference with British Prime Minister Theresa May Friday. It was the first official media briefing since Trump's explosive interview with the Sun newspaper was released Thursday. In it, the president blasted May, blamed London's mayor for terror attacks against the city, and argued Europe was losing its culture because of immigration. Trump was asked to expand on his immigration comments in Checkers on Friday.
I just think it's changing the culture. I think it's a very negative thing for Europe. I think it's very negative. I think having Germany, and I have a great relationship with Angela Merkel, great relationship with Germany, but I think that's very much hurt Germany. I think it's very much hurt other parts of Europe.
May also responding to those comments.
The UK has a proud history of welcoming people who are fleeing persecution to our country. We have a proud history of welcoming people who want to come to our country to contribute to our economy and contribute to our society. And over the years, overall immigration has been good for the UK.
Protests follow Trump's visit. A giant balloon depicting the president as a screaming orange baby flew over London Friday as tens of thousands marched through the streets in protest. President Trump says he received a very nice note from North Korean leader Kim Jong-un that praises the efforts by Trump to improve relations between the two countries per their summit last month in Singapore. This follows U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo's meeting in Pyongyang, where afterwards Korean state media described the talks as regrettable. This is VOA News. Cameroon's military says 10 armed Anglophone separatists have been killed after staging an attack against the country's defense minister during a visit.